your sisters just a-pulling your leg about that Dr. Spock baby book. There is no chapter called Slap Them Till They're Silly. Bye-bye now.
All right, Laverne, come on, what's next?
Let's see, your friend Arthur called. He's on his way up.
Ah, great.
You guys been friends for nearly 20 years. How come you always bickering?
That's part of friendship.
Oh, is that how come you and I always bicker?
Harry. It's Arthur, just in time. As soon as we come. So, how are you? Just look at me.
Pain? You're in some kind of pain?
No. No, I'm happy. I'm insanely happy.
Really? Really? Do me a favor. Make a sad face.
Harry.
Come on. For me.
This is stupid. Okay, sad face.
Uh-huh. All right, now back to happy. Let me ask you something. Do you have any facial muscles at all?
Harry, will you get off of this? I came in here to tell you that I've fallen madly in love and I'm going to get remarried.
Arthur, what are you talking about? You didn't say a word about this last week at the poker game.
That's because I just met Karen this week.
What? Arthur, just 1 week? That's kind of fast to be talking marriage.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right, let me ask you this. Is she younger?
Yes. Will you stop saying, I didn't come here to examine your throat?
No, that's what I thought. It's a younger woman.
Yes, well, 8 years younger. I know what you're thinking. When I'm 94, she'll be a frisky 86 looking to get rid of the old man. What kind of a reaction is this?
It's kind of a knee-jerk thing. Congratulations. Are you happy now?
Can't you tell? Look at me. What? I'm smiling.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
Sounds good.
What? They made bitching and whining an Olympic event?
What is it, Barbara, that makes you arbitrarily provoke conflict because something sounds good to me? Why can't you be more supportive?
I don't know. I mean, it's not that I'm jealous of you. There's absolutely nothing about you I envy.
Thank you, Barbara. Do you want to hear what made me feel good or not?
Go ahead.
The Cinema Verite Theater is presenting a two-day festival of Satyajit Ray films in the original Bengali with French subtitles.
Something in that sentence made you feel good?
There it is again. No support. Daddy, Barbara's not supporting me.
I know, dear. I believe I am.
Anything I see value in, she knocks.
Barbara, perhaps you could find it within yourself to validate your sister's point of view once in a while.
I don't think so, Daddy.
Barbara.
All right. I'll try to be more supportive. Starting tomorrow.
Daddy, I didn't want to tell Barbara for fear of getting shot down again, but tomorrow a whole bunch of us are demonstrating against the company that makes that awful plastic bubble wrap. It's not biodegradable. It's terrible for the environment.
Yes, it is. But I kind of like popping those things.
Daddy, we have to do something. Now, what do you think of my motto? Make love, not plastic.
Sort of a 60s throwback.
But Kat Archie.
Yes, dear.
You're not just placating.
No, dear.
Good.
Yes, dear.
You still listening, Daddy?
No, dear.
Oh, Daddy, would you relax? Pacing isn't going to get them here any earlier.
Arthur's never late. I bet it's this fiancé of his. It's her fault. It's Karen. Karen's one of those late women.
Not a late woman. Daddy, you're trying not to like her because you think Arthur shouldn't marry someone he just met.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I should try to be more positive. Starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Daddy, I've been thinking about this Karen. I'll bet she's a fortune hunter.
Carol, when we talked this morning, you saw absolutely nothing wrong in it.
I know, but when I watch you worry, I get envious and I want to worry with you.
That's very comforting, dear.
Well, say hello to Arthur for me. I'll be in the garage with Patrick. We're having a party of two to celebrate his first month here.
Let me know when you have a going away party.
I'm Karen. I've heard so much about you.
And I've heard about you. Come in.
Well, Harry, what do you think of her?
Oh, it was a great first sentence.
Oh, I bet you're Dreyfus.
She's crazy about dogs. We're going to get one.
But you hate dogs.
Oh, people grow, Harry. I mean, all right, you're right. You're right. I don't like those little nervous, high-strung ones with the painted toenails. I don't like big slobbery dogs with lots of fur. Hairless dogs, dogs that jump on you, barking dogs, I don't like those.
What's left?
Stuffed dogs from a toy store. Well, I'm learning to compromise.
Arthur, you said we were getting a real dog.
Oh, of course we are. I'm also learning to completely cave in.
What's up? Please sit. So, how did you two meet?
At Arthur's lab. Someone was taking my blood while Arthur was stealing my heart.
120 cholesterol. How could I not fall in love?
Beats me. So, Karen, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a fortune hunter.
Ah. She's in the salvage business.
Oh.
Hey, she pulled up over $500,000 out of the ocean last year. I can't even catch a mackerel.
Harry, where's your powder room?
Oh, it's right up the hole there. Just a second door on the right.
Be right back.
Okay.
So, what do you think of her?
She seems very nice.
Very nice? That's what you say when you get socks for Christmas.
Arthur, I just talked to her for a couple of minutes. What do you want me to say?
I
want to
know if my best friend approves of my fiancé.
If you're happy, I'm happy.
Oh, stop gushing.
No, really, I'm very happy for you.
Well, okay, then you'll be my best man when we get married?
Of course.
And before the ceremony, maybe you can say a little speech, you know, wishing us all the good things in life, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I can blah, blah, blah with the best of them.
True. Now, I got one favor to ask. Can we have the wedding here? My place is kind of small.
No, that's no problem, Arthur. So how long do you figure before the big day? What, 6 months, a year?
Close. 3 days. Aren't you going to say anything?
Blah, blah, blah.
People, let's make some noise. Now, I know this is a smaller turnout than I promised, and the press isn't here like I promised. You may be even feeling mildly disgruntled because the company itself is closed today. Will not give in. Now let's hear that moving slogan I wrote for us.
No more plastic. No more plastic.
I think I'm going to cry.
I got in touch with the TV station.
What took you so long, Diana?
I was trying to find a payphone that wasn't made out of plastic.
Did you tell them that there was a riot breaking out?
Yes. I convinced them to call the cops.
Good. This is just what we need. We have to get arrested. That's the only way the people will know about our cause. We cannot rest as long as there is one plastic bubble protecting a chintzy gift sent to you by some guy who's trying to buy you off because he dumped you. Well, let me tell you something, mister. It's too little, too late. Where was I? Oh, right. Bubble wrap. I will not rest until it's gone. No more plastic. No more plastic. No more. Here from the coast. Let's get arrested. No.
All right. Wake it up, everybody.
Carol, what are you doing here? Dirty copper, get your hands off of me. I'm not touching you. Police brutality. Police brutality.
God, this is a wimpy demonstration.
Where's the riot? It's coming. You'd better arrest me before these people go berserk.
What did you mean, arrest you?
Carol, what happened to your supportive sister?
What's that you say? You're going to clap me in irons? All right, let's go. They're harmless, except for the one who's just annoying.
What's that? No, you'll never break us. We're all in this till the bitter end.
Where'd everyone go?
Hey, come back here. Plastic lovers.
Hi, Daddy.
Boy, you'd be proud of me today.
Why, dear?
Because I didn't arrest Carol.
This could be the proudest day of my life. What are you talking about?
Well, she was at a demonstration. I hate you so much.
What? I promised my fellow demonstrators arrest and publicity, and what do you do? Nothing.
Hey, I was just trying to help you out. If you want to get arrested, come on, we'll do it right now.
Too damn late.
I can handcuff you to the bed.
I've got Patrick for that.
Hi, Arthur, thanks for coming over.
Hey, no problem, yeah. No problem. So, what's up? Why'd you call me?
Arthur, this is, it's hard for me to say.
Come on, Harry. We've known each other for over 20 years. We've never been anything but totally honest. Well, except for that one time.
What time?
I can't tell you. You'd hate me. Look, has this got anything to do with my getting married?
Well...
What?
Okay, all right. I've got to be honest with you. I think it's all happening too fast.
So... What are you trying to say? That you think that we should postpone the wedding? I mean, come on, I want the truth. I really want to know what you think.
I think you should postpone the wedding.
Who cares what you think? I'm not going to destroy Karen's feelings and embarrass myself just because you're not sure this is the right thing to do.
I'm sorry, you said you wanted the truth.
Who wants the truth when it's a downer? Look, and I'm going to forget about you offering me your house.
Actually, you offered you my house.
Well, I'm taking my offer of your offer back.
I accept that offer.
Fine.
Fine. Wait a minute. Does that mean he's using the house or not?
I'm not.
I should care if Arthur called.
Because you've been calling him for the last 2 days?
That's one reason. But how do you know I've been calling him?
Hospital Grapevine.
Hospital Grapevine? He's not a doctor. What is the Grapevine doing in Arthur's lab?
Our tentacles are everywhere. Big Bertha is watching you.
That's Big Brother.
If you say so. Doctor's office. Oh, hi, Bertha. I promise. Thank you. Okay, Arthur is on his way up. I'd tell you what he's going to say, but Bertha told me to play it close to my vest. Oh, I'd tell him everything but the last part, Arthur.
Big Bertha's going to fry one day. Harry, I think we should talk about a few things.
I like nothing more.
Me too.
All right.
You got it.
Good.
Fine.
Well, we cleared that up. What's next?
Look, I never told Karen about what happened. I didn't want her to know how you felt. And so now everybody still thinks that the wedding's going to be at your place. And all the invitations are in the mail. I'm kind of stuck.
Well, it's no problem, Arthur. Even if we weren't on speaking terms, my house is your house.
Oh, thanks, Harry. That was easier than I thought. I'll see you tomorrow night.
No, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. We haven't talked about us. About our friendship.
Oh, that? Our friendship's over, Harry.
That's what you always say.
No, this time I mean it.
You always say that, too. What are you waiting for? Call Big Bertha and see if he really means it this time.
Please, Diana, this time we'll really shake them up. I know no one else is coming, but we'll disrupt things. We'll get arrested, I promise, all right? Great. I'll see you there in half an hour.
So you see, Patrick, if you want to find the beauty of the nude woman in your work, you must look within the woman herself first. Or feel around a lot on the outside.
Why do you listen to a sex-crazed, mindless idiot?
I don't know. I just like him.
Honey, he happens to be a client. He gave me $100 for that piece I was working on last week.
You mean Death of a City?
I told him it was called Woman Contemplating Her Hooters.
Hey, what's this I hear about you coming out against bubble wrap? It's a necessity of life. Personally, I like to wrap women in it and pop my way to the center.
I thought all your dates came in a plain brown wrapper.
Shh. I haven't cashed his check yet.
You took a check?
Bye.
Honey, I thought you had a demonstration at that plastics company today.
I'm on my way, and this time, come hell or high water, I will get arrested for the cause.
Arrested? Carol, that is crazy. Jail is a disgusting place.
You've been in jail?
Yeah, I forgot to pay a parking ticket.
They put you in jail for that?
Well, 200 parking tickets. I did a night in a tank.
The tank. I like it. It sounds dehumanizing, yet somehow romantic.
Yeah, well, you have no idea what jail is all about. You're going to have 20 strange women in combat boots playing keep away with your toilet paper.
I can handle that. I've been to camp.
Carol, I'm serious.
Oh, please, Patrick, I know all about jail. I am willing to face the rats, the roaches, the violence, the dangers for the sake of an environmentally sound world.
Carol, the toilets have no stalls.
No stalls?
But I don't understand.
What don't you understand? There are no stalls. We're calling the whole thing off.
What about the cause? I mean, we can't just abandon our beliefs.
Yes, we can.
Carol, you're right. I guess we should stay.
But no getting arrested. Let's make this an extremely peaceful demonstration. Yoo-hoo! Have a nice day making plastic. You're thinking too peaceful?
No, I'm thinking about the arrest thing. Carol, I made the riot call before you came. The cops are on their way.
Oh, God, hide! All right. Somebody's going to jail. Oh, hi, Barbie Barb. I was just leaving.
Too late for that. Now, which one of you am I taking away?
Her! It was all her idea.
Carol! Carol! Is that your name? Assume the position.
No, Barbara, please don't do this to me.
Good acting. Keep it up.
Yeah, we've had an eye on you and your anti-plastic cells for some time now. You're going to do a nice stretch in county.
No, Barbara, I really mean it. Don't do this.
Very believable.
Cover!
You're a real hero, Carol.
Shut up, you. Barbara, get these things off of me!
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, you can borrow the money from Daddy.
Barbara! There are no stalls.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Mooching. Arthur seems kind of uptight.
Yeah, well, we had an argument. I told him I had some reservations about all this.
Harry, Harry, Harry. When are you going to learn?
Learn what?
To lie. It's the key to keeping relationships honest. Oops, here he comes. You make up. I'm going to go over and hit on the bride.
Harry?
Arthur? Do we really have to stay angry with each other?
Yes.
Just checking?
The judge is here. Now, look, don't say anything to get Karen upset, and please keep your stupid speech short.
Since I don't have anything good to say, that'll be easy.
Fine. By the way, I hate all your furniture.
Yeah, well, I don't like your pants.
Harry, Arthur's really upset, and I think I know why.
You don't approve of this marriage, do you?
Of course I do.
You're not a very good liar.
Well, I'm sorry I'm new at it.
I just want you to know that we're very deeply in love. I wish you saw that. I think Arthur's hurting, and that makes me hurt, too, so I wish you could...
Karen, we're starting.
Oh, excuse me. I have to get married.
Judge Eckert, this is Dr. Harry Weston.
Harry.
Harry's got a few words to say before you start the ceremony.
Fine, fine. Quiet down, everybody. Before I join Arthur and Karen here in wedlock, Harry Weston would like to say a few words. Keep it short. I got a jury due back any minute.
Well, I simply would like to say, I wish these two the best.
Good for you. All right. We're here today to join Arthur Mitchell and Karen Sterling in holy matrimony. Arthur, do you take Karen to be your lawfully wedded wife to cherish and love as long as you both shall live?
I know I'm just supposed to say two words here, but I'd like to say something more. Despite what some people might think, Karen has changed my life in a very short period of time. And I know that it's only going to get better and better over the years because I love her very deeply.
And?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Finally. Karen, do you take Arthur to be a lawfully wedded husband to cherish and love as long as you both shall live? The short answer, please.
I do.
Is there anybody here who thinks this wedding should not go forward?
I've got something to say.
I'm going
to
kill you.
All right, no, listen. Now, all along I've been looking to find something wrong with this. Now I'm standing here looking at two people who seem to truly love each other, and I'm beginning to feel foolish and wrong.
You should.
Can we move this along?
I don't know. I couldn't accept that moment of transition, you know what I mean? And I did. I mean, I doubted.
Harry, this isn't about you.
By the powers vested in me.
Just one more thing.
Oh, God.
Arthur, I love you. And Karen, I love you because you love my good friend, and I wish you both a long and fruitful marriage.
You really mean that?
I do.
I think you just married your friend.
Look.
Arthur. Karen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make any trouble.
By the powers vested in me by the state of Florida, I now pronounce you man and wife. That's it. We're done. Kiss the bride.
Where are you going?
The bathroom.
I still don't get it.
Here, let me show you. Karen, take off your clothes, lie down, grab one end, and roll like crazy.
Now go ahead, honey. I'll be back in a minute.